So I'm Astrid. I'm from New York, a hypnotherapist here. I've been practicing about 15 years. So I've cleared a lot of chakras, and hopefully everybody here today will leave with some clear chakras too. So using the chakras as a ladder to evolution is a very basic concept that kind of mirrors Maslow's pyramid of needs in psychology. So if somebody says to you, well, that's very esoteric, say, well, there are parallels in a science that people accept. So the first chakra is the root chakra. And this deals with security, safety, having enough to eat, having shelter over your head, having money to buy the things you need. In some cases, having a strong family unit or a friendship unit that will support you. So it's basically anything that you find support in that helps you thrive in life. When you have an off-balance root chakra, you can have a lot of issues that will prevent you from having anything else in alignment. Because it is the base foundation, everything kind of builds up on that. So if you think of it as like a spinning energy wheel, also like a cog, if something gets stuck in one place, it's going to get stuck all along the way. So a lot of times people have favorite colors as well that resonate with the areas that they put the most focus on or the focus areas that they have the most need in. So if you have a client and they're drawn to a very specific color, like say red, then maybe there's something about that root chakra, which is represented by red, that they might need to build on, or there might be some security issues that they're having. With the recent hurricanes, a lot of people down there are going to be having feelings of insecurity and fear and not having enough, which can lead to all sorts of phobias, addicting behaviors also sit there because it's a way to escape from not feeling like you're safe and checking out on some level. So once you balance that area and you feel safe and you feel like you have what you need, then you can move up to your sacral chakra, which is right below your belly button. And that is where your creativity lies. So once you feel secure, you can go and make the creative decisions to propel yourself forward in life. Also, it is where sex lies. So that is the ultimate creation, right? Like we're all created out of sex, unless somebody is like an alien or something like that that came down. You never know, but the traditional way is through creation. So this really rules being able to come up with creative solutions for your life. There are times in life where you might feel like, I don't know what to do. I don't see a way forward. I can't create a new life for myself. I can't create new ideas. I can't create an idea to get myself out of whatever situation I'm in. And that is really within that sacral chakra. So once we balance that, then you would move up to your solar plexus, which is like right here under your rib cage. And the solar plexus represents your personal power. So once you have the stability of the root chakra and you have the creative ideas to manifest your reality, Then you go up to owning your personal power and pushing forward through that. Because without everything underneath it, you're not going to feel very powerful. If you can't decide how to move forward in life, if you don't feel secure, you're not going to be able to balance your personal power. It's also the home of your second brain. But second brain is kind of the wrong way of saying it. It more regulates your illogical emotions. Whereas your brain deals with logical things, your second brain is more your illogical emotions, so fears. So if somebody scares you, you're going to feel it here. There's a reason that there's like the phrase a punch in the gut, because that really is like, oh my God. And it's not emotions that you can work through in your head. It's very base primal emotions. Also, another, like, you'll find all throughout popular culture these phrases that have been drilled into us, like yellow-bellied, because that's the home of the fear. And to go back to the root chakra, like in the Wizard of Oz, how she had ruby slippers, because that's the thing that grounded her and made her safe and brought her home. So that is the solar plexus. So once you feel like you're grounded, you can make your own creative decisions, you can find your own ways forward, you're owning your personal power, you've got your illogical fears in check, then you can move up to your heart chakra. And in your heart chakra, it is obviously giving and receiving unconditional love. But also being able to filter out those loving energies that are not good for you. So you may think that you're in love with somebody, but it could be a very toxic situation. And if your chakra is out of alignment, you'll let a lot more of that in. If your chakra is clear and pure, you kind of have a guard because your personal power is strong already. You're making good decisions and you feel safe. You're not going to let anything else in that is going to be damaging to your heart. So once that is in alignment, then you can go up to your throat. And being pure love at this point, good decisions, personal power in check, feeling safe and secure, you can speak your truth and listen clearly without judgment in a very honest way. Because at this point, you've built up all this confidence. And it definitely is listening without judgment as well, because there is no conversation if you're not listening. You can talk for hours, but if you're not listening to the person you're talking to, then that is definitely not in alignment. So if you have somebody who always talks over you, chances are they need a little bit of throat chakra work.
And it could include self-talk, too.
It is self-talk, absolutely. That also goes a little bit to the next one, which is your third eye. And when you get up here, this is all about seeing things clearly. Which does include your self-talk, because it is being able to tell the difference between fantasy and reality on both the physical plane and on the psychic plane, because a lot of people associate third eye with only the psychic plane, but it's very much how you see on this plane, how you see your relationships with people, how you see everything, because it's very easy when everything else is clogged up to maybe not see the truth of a situation or to see what you want to see. And self-talk definitely leads into that, for sure. So once you can see clearly and hear clearly and you have no judgment, then you go up to your crown chakra, represented by the color purple. And this is the top of the line. This is where you are connected to all universal energy, all universal knowledge. So if you are having problems up there, it's a lot of headaches, a lot of migraines, but you can also get a lot of headaches and migraines when you're right at the edge of having that clear time. It's like it's clearing the path for you. So if you feel like you're doing pretty good in everything else and you start getting like headaches or migraines, it's like, okay, something is changing here. Something is moving, and now I'm going to break through. So that is basically how you could go through and find your path to enlightenment through the chakras and follow those steps. I do have on my website, and people can take a photo of this later, or I have it printed out, a handout that has for each chakra the maladies to recognize, foods that are beneficial, sounds that are beneficial, scents that are beneficial. So that is a really good thing, because if a client comes to you and they have like five of the maladies that are under one chakra, you can probably say, oh, okay, let's maybe do a little bit of a work on that. And it is a fun thing to play with. Like sometimes I'll do like a 7-week course, and each week we'll do a different chakra, and then come back and do like a little bit of a tune-up on the ones that we've done before, and then build on it and build on it. And, you know, there's amazing consequences at the end for the people. So that's pretty good. Yep.
So is the idea for me to learn this and work on myself, or the idea for me to come into you and you know this so you know where to work on me?
So you can absolutely do this and follow this for yourself, because it can only make you a better hypnotherapist if you're clear, right? And also it's great for clients, because they'll come in and they might not know what their next step is, and you'll know exactly what part of them needs to find it. So you know where to best guide them. Yeah. I combine them, so there is no difference to me. Like all chakra work that I do is under hypnosis. I don't actually just come in and say, all right, now you're clear here.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my third eye says.
Would you say it's been your experience, because it's been mine, that when someone is, when you ask them, what color is that? And if it's yellow, like if the anxiety, and what color is that anxiety? Yellow. What color is that fear? Red. You know, what color is that anger? And, you know, it's like that dirty, muddy, black, green. Would you say it's been your experience too that the colors kind of seem to correspond?
It is definitely. I will say that there is some like popular knowledge of hot and cold colors that can play into it. But for the most part, everybody does seem to follow those. And it makes sense, because the colors are so strong in those fears. Like if you're not feeling safe, you are going to be angry with red. If you aren't feeling scared, you are going to be fearful yellow. You know, if you're having sexual issues or creativity issues, like they will see orange. And then when you come up closer, like your heart is green. If you're green with envy, it will be a muddy heart, you know. So, I mean, yes, there is some like outside influence to it, but for the most part, yes. Yeah. Does anybody have any other questions about any of those? No. Nothing. Okay. All right. So I think that what we're going to do now is go on a little hypnotic journey. I just want to make sure everybody is comfortable. Nobody needs to use the restroom, anything like that. We're all good? Okay. All right. So everybody get comfortable. You all look comfortable. Perfect. All right. All right. So I want you to close your eyes. And in a moment, we're about to take three deep breaths. Each time you inhale, you're going to inhale calm, peaceful, loving energy. Each time you exhale, you're going to expel any stress, any negativity. So you're going to breathe in, taking in calm and peace. Breathe out, expelling stress. And again, breathe in all loving energy and breathe out, releasing discomfort. And on the third breath, we're going to hold it for 7 seconds, breathing in calm, loving air, circulating throughout your system, relaxing and peaceful, and breathe out, exhaling out anything that doesn't serve your highest good. Now I want you to continue to breathe at your own pace, still inhaling peacefulness, exhaling any stressfulness, sending it all out of your body to be neutralized by the oxygen around you. And as you continue to breathe at your own pace, finding your own rhythm, imagine a warm light starting at the top of your head and going down throughout your entire body like a swirling vortex, cleansing each cell as it goes, removing any pain, worries, discomforts, unblocked any stuck energy or ideas, unhooking any outdated belief systems, releasing any perceived limitations you've placed upon yourself, and shift all of your focus to this light. Going down your skull, scalp, forehead, your eyes, eye sockets, eyelids, nose, cheeks, cheekbones, ears, throat, your neck, shoulders, down through your arms, upper back, lower back, down through your chest, stomach, down through your abdomen, your hips, your pelvis, your thighs, your upper legs, knees, shins, calves, ankles, your feet, and down through your toes. And when the light gets to your feet, it hops back up to the top of your head and starts descending again, swirling down and cleansing everything that is holding you back. With each pass of the light, you feel better and better. Down to the feet, back up through the top of your head, swirling down, lighter and lighter, until you are just floating along, carefree. Now imagine you find yourself on a pathway, floating along blissfully, and there's a staircase going down, carved into the path. You're going to float down the stairs, 10 steps down. With each step you take, you will go deeper into your subconscious, deeper into your own mind and inner workings, feeling more relaxed, more ready to balance your energy, more ready to make the adjustments you so desire. 10, getting sleepier. 9, 8, 7, floating down the staircase, feeling wonderful. 6, 5, 4, letting go completely. 3, 2, 1, feeling at ease and ready to transform. The path continues ahead of you. You float along, feeling wonderful, and ahead there's a gate. You get closer and closer to the gate. And on the gate is a sign that says, "This way to all your possibilities. Move forward boldly and confidently into your future." Then you notice all around the gate are steel padlocks blocking your way forward. Each individual lock represents one belief that you hold that limits your ability to move forward, one pattern you're now ready to get rid of, one energetic blockage one idea that is keeping you stuck and preventing you from getting what it is that you truly want. Each lock is blocking your way, and there are so many locks around this gate, so many barriers that you've created up until this point. How will you get through? Just then a breeze blows in, and all the locks wave in the breeze. You notice that they're just paper. Not steel at all, just paper. Pieces of paper that look like steel locks, but they're just paper. This thing that you've built up in your mind as a block is not impassable after all. One by one, take the paper locks and rip them up. As you rip up each lock, decide what outdated thought pattern it represents. Which idea that is holding you back? Think of an objection that you give yourself about why you can't get what you want. Rip these ideas up. Some of these ideas were given to you by other people. Rip those ideas up too. Rip them all up and let them float away in the breeze, disintegrating as they float away, out of your way. Some of these locks may have been there to try to protect you, but they went too far. They ended up freezing you, stagnating you. Rip them up. Forgive yourself, thank them for trying to protect you, and rip them up. It's time now to get what you need. It's time to balance your energy. It's time to move forward, knowing you deserve to be happy, secure, successful, prosperous, confident, and at peace. Keep ripping and ripping up all these paper locks, clearing your way forward. Rip up and release each and every one. I'll give you a moment. Okay, finish up now. Pull down and rip up all the locks in one final swoop, and then notice the gate. It's free and clear, and your future is wide open. Open the gate and walk through, knowing that you're embracing your wide open future and can think and believe your wishes into reality. And as you walk through and continue forward on the path, you can imagine a seaside cove ahead. Maybe you feel the moist air on your skin. Maybe you hear the gentle sound of the waves lapping along the shore. Maybe you can see the water sparkling in the sun. You reach the water's edge and the clouds are parting. There's a rainbow over the cove, and you relax on the water's edge with the water lapping at your feet. Each wave brings you peaceful, cleansing energy and washes away any negative residue back into the water to be cleansed away from you. And as you focus on the water, a white puffy cloud has formed underneath you in a solid form and whisks you up into the air. As you go higher, everything below becomes smaller and smaller, too small to affect you. There is nothing you need to do and nowhere you need to be except here in this moment. You float along on the cloud, the sun on your face, and as the cloud floats towards the rainbow, it floats slowly underneath and pauses under each color. First step is red, and a vibrant red light shines down on you and surrounds you in your cloud, giving you a sense of feeling safe, secure, and grounded. Bathing in this red light, you know that you are taken care of, that you are able to take care of yourself. You have food, shelter, and enough money or a way to provide yourself with these things. You have a healthy relationship with money and acknowledge that you deserve all the prosperity that comes your way. You are physically safe. All your basic needs will be met moving forward. You feel safe moving forward. You have enough moving forward. Your health is resilient. You have survived so much in this life, and you're capable of surviving everything that comes your way. As these thoughts fill you, the red light begins to fill you, swirling through your body, clearing any stuck energies, any outdated thought patterns. The red light gathers in your root chakra, near the base of your spine, shining bright and clear, and grounding you, giving you a sense of being safe and secure, and it stays there as you continue to float along. You float into the orange part of the rainbow, and the orange light shining down ignites the creativity and sexual confidence that flow through you. You know that you are one with the energy of creation. You know that you are able to take care of yourself and that your mind is easily able to think up creative solutions to any problem anytime you need it. You are comfortable with your sexual nature, comfortable with your sexuality. You have harmonious relationships with your romantic partners. You are comfortable with change. As these thoughts fill you, the orange light begins to fill you, swirling down through your body, clearing any stuck energies, any outdated thought patterns. The orange light gathers in your sacral chakra, right at your navel, shining bright and clear, reminding you that you are creative and desirable. Underneath the orange light, the red light is glowing from your root chakra, both in complete balance with each other and supporting each other. You float along deeper into the rainbow, and the brilliant yellow light shines on you, and you feel at one with your own power. You know that you are capable of asserting yourself and handling all that life throws at you, that you are able to take care of yourself fully. You know what is right for you intuitively and follow your own path throughout life and follow your own truth. You are comfortable exerting your own power over your own life. You can adjust and adapt to the events in your life. You believe in yourself and that you are worthy of a happy, fulfilled life. As these thoughts fill you, the yellow light begins to fill you, swirling down through your body, clearing any stuck energies, any outdated thought patterns. The yellow light gathers in your solar plexus chakra, right under your ribs, shining bright and clear, reminding you that you are incredibly powerful and resilient. Underneath the yellow light, the orange light is glowing from your sacral chakra. Under the orange light, the red light is glowing from your root chakra, all in complete balance with each other. You float into the green part of the rainbow, and dazzling green light with shimmers of pink shines down, and unconditional love flows through you. You know that you are loving and lovable. You are able to give love and receive love openly and freely. You are capable of protecting yourself from others who are not good for you. You drop your unnecessary defenses. You make everyone's life better for knowing you. You love yourself and others, and happily receive all love that enhances your existence. As these thoughts fill you, the green and pink light begins to fill you, swirling down through your body, clearing any stuck energies, clearing any outdated thought patterns. The green and pink light gathers in your heart chakra, shining bright and clear, and reminding you that you are pure love in a physical form. Underneath that green and pink light, the yellow light is glowing from your solar plexus. Underneath the yellow light, the orange light is glowing from your sacral chakra. Under the orange light, the red light is glowing from your root chakra, all in complete balance with each other. Next, you float into a magnificent blue light shining down from the rainbow, and you feel your ability to speak your truth magnify. Bathed in this light, you know that you are able to articulate your truth in a calm, clear, direct manner. You are able to listen and truly hear what is being said. You are able to speak up for yourself without fear. You communicate truth in a harmonious manner. You are a great speaker. You are a fantastic listener. As these thoughts fill you, the blue light begins to fill you, swirling down through your body, clearing any stuck energies, any outdated thought patterns. The blue light gathers in your throat chakra, shining bright and clear, reminding you that you are able to speak and listen without judgment. Underneath the blue light, the green and pink light is glowing from your heart. Under the green and pink light, the yellow light is glowing from your solar plexus. Under the yellow light, the orange light is glowing from your sacral chakra. Under the orange light, the red light is glowing from your root chakra, all in complete balance with each other. Floating along, you are surrounded by a swirling indigo and clear light, and feel your intuition growing stronger. You know that you are easily able to distinguish between fact and fiction. The truth is easy for you to see. Your eyes are strong and healthy. Your inner sight is strong and healthy too. Your imagination is vivid, and you can easily imagine your desired things into reality. Your third eye is open to the perfect level for you at this time. As these thoughts fill you, the indigo and clear light begins to fill you, swirling down through your body, clearing any stuck energies, any outdated thought patterns. The indigo and clear light gathers in your third eye chakra, right between your eyes, shining bright and clear, reminding you that you can see clearly and your intuition is valid. Underneath the indigo and clear light, the blue light is glowing from your throat. Underneath the blue light, the green and pink light is glowing from your heart. Underneath the green and pink light, the yellow light is glowing from your solar plexus. Underneath the yellow light, the orange light is glowing from your sacral chakra. Underneath the orange light, the red light is glowing from your root chakra, all in complete balance with each other, all supporting each other. Next, you float into a vibrant purple light shining on you, and your connection to the universe grows. Sitting in this chair, you know that you can easily communicate with others and connect with others. You are one with the universe and all universal knowledge. It is yours to access when you need. You feel a strong sense of connection to other people and to animals. Your connections are seamless and amicable. As these thoughts fill you, the purple light begins to fill you, swirling down through your body, clearing any stuck energies, any outdated thought patterns. The purple light gathers on top of your head, in your crown chakra, shining bright and clear, reminding you that you are connected to everything and everyone around you. Underneath the purple light, the indigo light, and clear light is glowing from your third eye. Underneath the indigo and clear light, the blue light is glowing from your heart. Underneath the blue light, the green and pink light is glowing from your heart. Under the green and pink light, the yellow light is glowing from your solar plexus. Under the yellow light, the orange light is glowing from your sacral chakra. Under the orange light, the red light is glowing from your root chakra. All in complete balance with each other, all aligned with each other. Take a moment to appreciate this balance. Illuminated, you float back towards the shore, bathed in white sunlight. The light shines through your body, illuminating all the lights within you and magnifying all of the energy inside of you. As you head back to the shore on your cloud, the sun sets and starlight continues to magnify the lights inside you. Sunlight, starlight, and all of the lights in your life will continue to balance your energy and positive results as you move forward. You reach the shore feeling protected and renewed. Your cloud turns into hundreds of multicolored stars and floats up into the sky, shining down on you and further illuminating you. To the right, there is a staircase formed out of ocean weathered rocks. We are going to climb these stairs and come back into the present moment. One, feeling free of all of the blockages you released today. Two, three, knowing that your energy is completely balanced. Four, five, feeling lighter and fantastic. Six, knowing that your chakras are clear and shining. Seven, so happy to have released unneeded barriers. Eight, starting to wiggle your fingers and toes. Nine, opening your eyes and stretching out. And 10, wide awake, alert, clear, and ready to enjoy the rest of your day. Give you all a moment. Okay. Does anybody have any feedback or reactions about what they saw or how they feel now compared to before? I'll give you a second to gather yourselves. You went deep. Do you feel lighter? Good. That's good. Did you feel relaxed before you came in? Okay. Then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. It is very relaxing.
Yeah. So, this has been coming to me a lot in my own self-hypnosis, but it came in so much stronger with you. I could see an eye, and it was only on this side that I could see it, and on this like your brain wants to go to something and like it's like cat eye, like a big cat, and the next thing you know, just big leopard face just grew, and then I could see the whole face. So thank you for that.
Very cool. Just so you know, leopards are one of the sacral chakra animals. So, yeah. Which goes very well with all of your work and sexuality. So, okay. Anybody else like to share your experience? All right, does anybody have any other questions about specific chakras or any kind of maladies that you're wondering what the chakras they're associated with? No? Okay. Good. I feel like you're all zoned out now. That's great. Okay.
How can we get a copy of this
script? So you can either come up here and take a photo, or I can give you a link. I have the paper. Okay. Or I can send it to you. If there is anybody who cannot see this or doesn't have a way to take a photo, I can take your information and send it to you. You'll do that. You can just write it on here. Actually. Yeah. So it's a good question. I was actually raised by Wiccans in New York City. And like everybody who's raised in any religion, I then put it all to the side when I got older and was like, no, I'm a skeptic about everything. And then little by little, I was convinced over it's a alternative religion. Exactly. So, then I just tuned into people's energy. I also went down after Hurricane Katrina, and I did a year down there. And I spent most of my time, I felt, talking and healing people and helping them move through the grief of what they went through and what they lost down there. Sometimes humans, sometimes just possessions or their house. And I left there and I was like, you know, I'm like, I actually made a significant difference, and now that's going to be my path of following. So it's a little bit of an unusual twist, but.
Did you go back to Wicca?
You know, I'm never like, no, because I don't want to be boxed into anything. I feel like there are so many different knowledges. No. You can ask me anything. Yeah. I like to take the different things from different places and not be held in any strict box of thinking where maybe other thoughts wouldn't be welcome.
How do you use this in your practice? Do you use your chakras in clay?
You know what? I do use a pendulum. I don't have it with me today, but basically, you can go down, starting with the. I usually start with the root chakra because if that's blocked, there's no need to keep moving forward, and then just to see like where they're having more trouble in their energy field. But I'll often do this as a very long induction for first-time clients, so I can kind of see where their energy is sitting, help them balance, and then they're more receptive to the first session.
Do you find that from the intake, you're also able to gather, just looking at the different...
Yeah. Yes, but I never really want to assume, but I do. And you know what? The other thing too is like what people write on their intake is not necessarily what they're saying the second they come in and sit with you. Like very often that it's other things. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And you get that a lot with genetic things like that people have inherited from their family. And like, maybe it's not yours to carry this time. But. Okay. Is there anything else? Okay, let's see. All right, so I have some, I always like to give out little goodies. So I have some crystal stars. So they're multicolored, and when you need your balance, these stars will follow you around and keep you going. I'll just walk around, and you can just pick one.
You pick one? Anyone?
Yeah, anyone you want, and whatever resonates for you. Okay, so it's yellow. Oh, purple. Karen?
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, isn't that one gorgeous?
They're all stars?
They are.
Wow. What color is this?
So that is a mixture of universal energy and also removing any negative energies around you.
I love it. What's this? Put it right here.
So this is heart energy. All heart energy, but protected heart energy because it has the black, so it's protecting you. But open heart, but watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the top of your head. Connecting with the universe. Tapping into energy. I'm the, does anybody ever see you through something? I'm the class. Thank you. What'd you take? Protection. You might not get one. Nana? Yeah, that one is gorgeous. It's a rhodochrosite. It's good for the heart chakra.
Do you have enough?
Yep. It doesn't look like it. They look like, I opened it, I was like, is there, are there any in here? All right, protection.
It's okay. Well, yeah. Damn, I don't mind.
Okay.
Oh, yep. So cool. And we can just go what we
yep, oh, just whatever resonates. Perfect.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Oh, very nice. It's a long ladies. Story. Oh. There you go. What is pulling at you? Heart, pure heart energy. Ladies. And so just choose whichever one resonates for you.
Do this.
I know. That's the one I would have picked too. It's all about creation. It's like creating your reality.
Thank you. That is soda light, though, not lapis.
It is soda light. But you know, soda light's good for the root and for your throat. Oh.
Oh my goodness. What's this one?
Soda light. It's good for your root and your throat. So
what's this one?
This is green agate.
What's
so
it for?
That's for the heart. Heart.
Oh, so these two are the same?
They are.
All right.
You'll take one of those? Okay. I think we just have one. This is I believe it's a connective. It's actually blue. So it's blue moss agate. So it's good for communication, listening, being a better speaker and listener.
Oh, okay, great.
Or continuing to be at whatever level you are, if you're great. All right, you can have one after all. All right, so did everybody either get this website? Because there is a very useful handout there that has a lot of information.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Donald. If anybody wants to give their information, you can also come up here and do that. Unless somebody has my pen. Yeah, let me get my... Oh. Do you have a pen? Okay, perfect. Yeah, and I can send it to you if you go to this and email me. I can just send it to you, okay? All right. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. Yeah, you're welcome. You know what? I lastly, when you were talking, I was like, I feel like she's a Capricorn. It's my parlor trick.
It's what?
It's my parlor trick. But usually people are like, no, I don't know.
When I got my astrological chart the first time, I knew anything about astrology a little bit.
Thank you. I don't know. She took the information.
I took the information.
Okay. So we actually just moved up to the Hudson Valley, but it's like right north of New York City. Yes, it's really pretty. We were in the city for a long time, and I was like, I need outside space, parking, and to leave my house and maybe not be inundated.
But you know who's up there that I love? Chandler Merchant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
She's up there. She does a lot of cool outreach.
Does she?
Yeah,
that area is so many like great artists, musicians, and it's actually done a lot of the little towns up there have been inspired by all these artists and musicians.
I hope it's a good move.
Yeah, I could not be happier, honestly. Like, it's every day I'm like, yes, this is the best decision. And it's like not, it's an hour to get down and see friends in the city. And then I'm like, oh, but at the end of the night, I don't have to dodge rocks to get in. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right. Hey, thank you everybody for coming. Hope you enjoyed it.
Sandra and Stephanie.